Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What is up? Everybody have a good weekend?
Oh my God, I watched so much football.
I did too.
I'm almost footballed out.
Oh no.
Almost.
Oh no. I used to make fun of people who would just clamor for football season to start.
Nope.
I am that guy.
Not anymore.
Isn't there another game tonight?
There is. The Jets and...
Ooh, I can tell you, I feel like it's Miami.
No, Miami played yesterday. Remember Tyreek?
You're right.
Ended up in the,
gonna talk about
in,
that!
In the parking lot, face down on the pavement.
Yeah, face down in handcuffs.
Yeah, we will be talking about that.
Jets, Niners tonight.
Niners.
Watched a lot of football, played a lot of golf. You know, we are getting into the very, very best time of year to be outside. Mm-hmm. Pickleball starts tonight. Fall league.
Oh, my God.
Of time.
Okay, I hate to be a Debbie Downer right out of the gate. Yeah. How is our rotator cuff doing
rotator cuff about physical is activity? Rotating in an appropriate manner.
Okay,
thank you
good.
For asking.
I'm happy to hear that you're going strong.
Yeah, I tried.
You totally ignored the advice about physical therapy, so I just wanted to make sure that.
Tried to keep it. You're supposed to be doing this, like Rosie the Riveter.
You still have to work it out. You still have to use it.
So
KU got knocked out of the top 25.
Oh my God, it broke my heart, first of all. And second of all, I mean...
We looked bad.
We looked really bad that fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, come on, we need something to happen here. I just kept saying that over and over. We need something to happen here.
However, Nebraska is in the top 25 for the first time in 7 years. Yes,
wow.
Please. Yes,
I
please.
I mean, they put the whooping on Coach Prime. But that Patrick Mahomes lookalike quarterback they got there is...
Oh, my gosh. Did you see that kid?
He is leaning way too far into this whole
like
I look like Patrick Mahomes thing.
He's doing a whole cosplay thing.
He is mimicking his movements. I mean, the way that he runs up and down the sideline.
His tongue, hair.
His tongue hang out on one side when he throws it?
He does, okay.
Okay. All right.
And what's his number?
15.
Is it really 15?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's funny.
He is leaning into it full bore.
Even Mahomes, I think, said, damn, that looks like me.
So we went to the current game on Saturday night, 6:30. And this was my first time in the new stadium. First of all, the stadium, can I be honest?
Yeah.
Okay, The stadium is not as nice as I thought it would be, but that pitch is perfect.
What do you mean the stadium is not as nice as you thought it would be?
I thought it would be a little bit nicer. I thought it would be more like Sporting Park.
Like more bells and whistles?
Yeah.
I had a very not kind first take on that stadium as well.
Yeah, I just thought it kind of looked average.
Yeah.
Now, the views are beautiful. Yes. The view of downtown, the view of the river, absolutely stunning. But yeah, when you get down to the way it was built, it...
But that field is majestic.
It's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
And Sam and I got to play on it.
Let me tell you, you can tell when Patrick and Brittany Mahomes are there. So we were walking by all of the suites.
Yeah.
We did not have a suite. We were with the regular people.
Yep.
There is only one door into a suite that is frosted.
Yeah. Is it that one?
Mm-hmm.
Frosted.
You can't see through it.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
It's like, glass it's, and you can't see through.
Right. It's frosted.
Yeah.
All the other suites, you can see into the suite.
Yes.
There is also only one suite with police officers standing outside of it.
Yeah. I bet.
Wonder why they're there.
They were also, did you see this over the weekend, with Travis and Taylor at the U.S. Open final.
Yesterday. Can somebody explain Travis's hat?
The Gucci hat?
The bucket hat?
I love the bucket Gucci hat.
Now, that was a pretty cool hat. Can we talk about the haircut? I was very confused by the haircut.
What do you mean?
It looked like he shaved around his ears himself. And then went to the game.
After he showers and styles it and everything, it looks like a decent haircut. But the other night at the game, it looked a little bit like a bowl cut.
I mean, I joked with my girlfriend that I could get that done in about 5 minutes in
like
the bathroom.
He can walk into Great Clips. You would have to have, you know, you would
somebody
have to
come
have,
over yes, and a, do it at yes. your home.
Have to have a barber come. How many people do you know that still do their hair at home, by the way? It's a very small number.
You know what happened? His girlfriend said, you know, I kind of wish you had longer hair.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Who's his girlfriend?
I think she's a singer. Musician of
all
some
right.
type.
By the way, Texter, you're right. Give Mizzou some love. Mizzou is now ranked 6th.
Oh, wow.
6th.
Opened up a can of whoop something on Buffalo.
It's not that I am avoiding giving Mizzou some love. Honestly, it's one of the only games I just didn't catch over the weekend. I saw that it was on. You can't just watch 22 hours of football.
I did.
Well, you can try.
No, you can't. They have a four-by screen option. I was watching four games at once.
Oh, my boys have that red zone.
I didn't. Well, it's not red zone. It's some different something. I have no idea what it was, but I was over at a buddy's house, and we were watching four games at once, and it was very overwhelming.
Yeah, Mizzou is 6th in the country. They have Boston College this Saturday.
Good.
And K-State's still doing pretty good, I think.
Yep,
still hanging in. Saw the baby, by the way, for the first time since I dropped him off at college.
Oh.
He has grown 9 feet and 12 inches. Wait, that's 10 feet. I'm telling you, when I walked in and saw him, you know, I was aggressively excited. And I cannot believe, especially for boys, how much they grow in, what's it been, 2 months since I dropped him off?
Wait, did he actually grow, or was it the old, I love you so much, I haven't seen you in forever, how did you get taller effect?
No,
has he got a mustache
he
now?
He grew. No, he does not have a mustache, but I'm telling you, I walked in and I'm like, who are you and what have you done with my child?
I get that all the time. Are you still growing? I'm like, no. I stopped growing a decade ago.
Anyway, it was a delightful weekend. Got to see the baby. I got to see almost all the children this weekend. Got to watch a ton of football.
Good.
And then we would be remiss. It's all over ESPN, even as we speak. What the hell happened with the detainment or arrest of Tyreek Hill?
So he was.
Now, wait. The police officer at the center of this has been placed on administrative duties.
That is correct. I don't know that arrest is the right word. He was definitely detained. He was driving down a road leading up to the Hard Rock Stadium, and it's my understanding he was driving too fast.
Okay. But on the, like, access road to get to the stadium?
He also failed to stop at an instructed stop by a traffic guy. Who does that sound like?
Scottie Scheffler!
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't know who Tyreek Hill is?
That's what I saw the reason was.
No,
why
I'm not saying
over.
You go 100 in a 20-mile-an-hour zone, but, like, if you pull somebody over on the way to the stadium, on the way to the game, as long as they're not, you know, They haven't hit someone and run. Then why was he stopped?
The guy on ESPN said this morning that this is a heavily pedestrian roadway leading up to Hard Rock.
It's a block away.
Okay.
And he was speeding down this road where there are a lot of pedestrians, and they tried to pull him over. Sam, did you say he didn't pull over when they wanted him to?
No, it was
didn't stop.
It was another one of those Scotty Scheffler situations where they were guarding the driveway, and he was like, "I'm supposed to be here. I work here. I'm trying to get to work."
Okay, and look,
probably the second most famous person.
Can
on
I
the
just
team.
Yeah. maybe insert some logic into this situation and all of the situations where it comes to the professional athletes trying to get to work?
Sure.
There are places where if I go to dinner or show up for pickleball, I have to have a decal on my car. Okay? You got to have a decal on your car saying you belong here. If you, Scott, go to certain apartment complexes, you have to have something on your car that shows.
Let's say I'm going to Sporting Park.
Yep. You are supposed to be parked there.
Mm-hmm.
Why do the athletes not all have this? And Scheffler's a little bit different because he was in a caravan getting him to work that day. There should be something on the cars universally that says, not I'm Tyreek Hill, but I'm part of the staff getting into work.
I belong where I'm going.
Yes, you have to have an access badge. For everybody listening, how many people, raise your hand, you have to have a lanyard or an access badge to get into wherever it is you work. I don't care if you're in construction, if you work at Garmin, like whatever. We all have to have these badges. Why can't we just do that with the athletes? And I'm guessing he wasn't driving a Ford Focus.
No, it was, I believe, a McLaren, but I didn't look too closely. And then he was pulled out of the vehicle, as it was reported, because he questioned why he was being pulled over.
But I'm with Tyreek on this. What are you doing? I'm Tyreek Hill. I'm trying to, I hate to be like, do you know who I am? In a McLaren. I'm trying to get to the game.
And did we have to put him face down on the asphalt?
Yeah, that part bothers
me
a lot.
What God. The
heck? I mean, if you're going to handcuff him, why not put him up against his own car? Why is he on the pavement?
Why is he handcuffed?
Quoting here from his agent, the most upsetting part is the way he was treated. Tyreek is not a guy that should be at his own stadium in handcuffs. We are going to look into it. This is not over on our end.
This is from Dolphins defensive tackle Calais Campbell. They put handcuffs on me too. I was like, what's going on? I didn't understand what the issue was. For him to put handcuffs on me, I felt some type of way.
His 80-yard touchdown, by the way, sparked Miami's sluggish offense in the third quarter and got the Dolphins within 17-14. Did you notice, because I did not, live at the time, after he scored, Hill placed his hands behind his back as if to simulate being handcuffed hours after he was placed face down. And his teammate right behind him looks like he's taking him into custody.
By the way, and I know we talked about this on Friday after the Chiefs game. Can we please discuss, and I know we're not a sports station, can we please discuss the kickoff?
Yes, at some point I think that would be appropriate.
It is awful.
It is awful.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why the powers that be decided to do that knowing that this would be the likely outcome.
Oh, my word. It is awful.
Looks like freeze tag because no one's moving.
Yeah.
Now, there has been some analysis about a potential strategy that could be ruled out, but nobody's taking those risks yet. The strategy being trying to get it with just inside
just
the 10-yard line.
Everyone just kicks it way too far. And
it starts on the 30.
Taking it at the 30.
So what happens if it goes in between, you know, the 0 and 20? Do you have to play it?
You cannot kneel in the end zone for a touchback.
You can't do that anymore.
So if the ball lands or is going to land between the end zone and the 20, you have to play.
Oh, pardon me. No, you can kneel for a touchback if it rolls into the end zone and you pick it up. You can kneel for a touchback, but instead of it starting at the 30, it only starts at the 20 or the 25. It's
very
so confusing.
It's even Alex Gold the other day
the whole thing.
Said, we're only doing this for a year. It is completely confusing, and they don't understand why the powers that be that would have decided this would not have seen that this would be the result.
913-586-7798-586.
When we come back, real quick, we have a man in a white van trying to lure children.
Is he down by the river?
Look, I will describe the van when we get back. He should just go straight to prison.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Story here from Channel 9 out of Leawood. The Leawood Police Department has issued a warning to parents after receiving multiple reports of a, of course it's a white van, approaching children. On Saturday afternoon, the department received a suspicious activity call in a neighborhood near West 103rd and Meadow Lane. A 911 caller telling police their child was riding a scooter when a man driving a white van offered them candy. Uh-huh. The child quickly reported this to their parents, prompting the call to police. This morning, the Leawood Police Department became aware of social media posts reporting additional similar incidents. Officers investigated the area after the initial call but did not locate the van. The man driving the van was described as tan, white, with white hair and no facial hair.
Okay. I don't know what else to say other than this has exploded on social media for all of the obvious reasons. You know, kudos to the kids for going straight home and reporting this to mom and dad.
Sure.
We had an awful story about a week ago in the stack. I need to look and see. I don't remember if it was Leavenworth or one of those surrounding cities where a man admitted that he was luring children into the house, into his house, with the same thing, candy or a puppy, something like that. And one or two of the younger children did go inside the residence. And police very quickly became involved in that, thank God. So I hope they catch the guy. I don't have much else to say about it other than a white van with damage and a panel down the side sounds to me like someone who should be registered as a sex offender. And we'll keep you updated.
Okay.
Surely someone has that van on a Ring doorbell.
It was a Kansas City man in the previous story.
It was a Kansas City man?
Yeah, candy and puppies.
Sam, can you look real quick? Because I thought I read after he was detained and allegedly admitted that a couple of the kids had come into his home that he was released on bond or was given bond or maybe the bond was like $100,000. Whatever it was that I read last week, I was like, why are we giving him bond?
The Star story does not explicitly say.
Okay.
He did allegedly admit in interviews to, quote, doing stuff.
Yeah.
What is doing
stuff?
Well,
we're not going to go there, but the kids were inside the home. So, you know, tell your kids, be vigilant. This is now the time of year where they're walking to and from school, and it's still nice enough that everybody's outside, and, you know, if something crazy happens, report it.
Okay. Story here from ABC News. The mother of, I'll say his name once. The mother of Colt Gray, the 14-year-old suspected of opening fire at his Georgia high school, was in tears and overcome with emotion while speaking to ABC News. Quote, if I could take their place, I would. I would in a heartbeat, said Marcy Gray last night. Barrow County Sheriff Judd Smith telling ABC News that the timeline of phone calls and events on the morning of the Appalachian High School shooting are being investigated. Turns out mom gets a text from her son, whose name I don't want to repeat, that just says, and this was about 30 minutes before the shooting.
Okay.
That says, Mom, I'm sorry.
That's all it said.
That's it. Mom, I'm sorry.
Okay, you're a parent. I'm a parent. You get that text without a follow-up that says, I forgot our dinner last night.
Right.
Just, Mom, I'm sorry. Most people would at least go,
sorry about what?
Sorry about what?
Well, in the context of having the FBI in your living room less than a year before because of threats that were made online about shooting up a school.
So that says to me there was some level of concern out of the gate when you see a text, Mom, I'm sorry, and there's been issues with this idiot and guns and whatever else.
So she lives 2 hours away from Appalachian High School.
Okay.
She calls the school, asks for the counselor, gets the counselor on the phone, tells the counselor about the text she got from her son. Immediately gets in her car and starts heading toward the school.
Okay. And she's 2 hours away.
Correct. They take into consideration what mom has just phoned in. They go to the classroom and Colt is not in the classroom. They take a backpack. Apparently there is a kid in the classroom who has a name that's very similar. They grab his backpack and take it out. He's not in the classroom either. So the two of them are not in the class. They try to locate this 14-year-old kid and cannot.
She's saying she used the words extreme emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's not saying what it was in her head at that time, other than she spoke to the school counselor for 10 minutes. That is an eternity.
That's right.
She was on the phone with the school counselor for 10 minutes.
Okay, I heard it was 20, but okay.
And used the words extreme emergency. And again, we don't know if she at the time thought other people were in danger, if she thought this was maybe his own mental health struggles, and then they can't find him and he's not at school, so please go check on my child.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to villainize all of the parents involved in these cases.
So I don't think mom and dad are together.
I would guess not, because dad is now charged.
Correct.
And mom and is she's 2 hours away.
Right. So I almost see her as, I don't want to say hero.
Don't you use that word.
I'm not going to. But she knew that something was wrong and did what I think a responsible parent would do, and that's to call the school. Dad knows that the FBI has been at his house a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And in the name of Christ, because it's Christmas, buys his son an AR-15 for Christmas.
Yeah, he should go to prison for the rest of his life, and I hope he does.
I don't dispute that.
4 counts of involuntary manslaughter for the dad.
Two counts of second-degree murder.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're always told, you know, talk about this with the van. You see something, you say something, and, you know, was this the only warning outside of an unspecified threat at one of the 5 schools that day?
Now, there had been mention already that they moved counties from the previous year. So I read that he moved with dad to this new school.
Mm-hmm. So maybe they did not, the school
did not.
Did they not
have a record of the previous threat?
I don't know. Let me stop and ask our listeners this, and you can text in. If you move counties from school to school, I don't know that school A can share some file about that kind of stuff with school B.
Why not? If it's a public school.
If you get an OSS, that's on your permanent record. If you get multiple and you get expelled, it's incredibly hard to get into another public school because it's on your permanent record.
I don't know how that works.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. We're talking about the school shooting in Georgia last week. 4 people killed. The suspect is 14 years old. His dad is also charged. Mom says over the weekend she got a text from her son that said, "Mom, I'm sorry." She immediately called the school, was on the phone, I think Dana said, for 10 minutes with the school counselor. They go to look for this kid. I don't want to say his name again. They can't find him. Minutes afterwards, the shooting starts, and 4 people lose their lives. Dave in Liberty. Dave, hello. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana. I was telling Sam that I was reading an article. They had done an interview with the grandfather, 81-year-old grandfather. So that was the mother's father. He had stated that the dad had been injured. I don't know if it was on a job or an accident, and had developed an opioid addiction from his injury. He said his daughter, the boy's mother, also struggled with the addiction also. He said he wasn't going to make excuses for Colton because he did what he did, and the legal process will, you know, it'll try him, and whatever happens, happens. But he said the dad was pretty much a no-good guy. He was very abusive. He said not necessarily physically abusive, but he was very verbally abusive. And they lived a couple hours away. So mother and father had divorced. She moved away, so she wasn't involved with him. He was living with the father. And then we all know what happened from there. But the grandfather did reiterate that he wasn't making excuses for the grandson, that he's going to have to pay the price for what he did. But he was saying the father needs to be equally responsible for what that.
Yeah, means. Dave, I actually saw the grandfather said somewhere that the father should rot in hell. And I almost comes a little too close for me to just blaming the father mm-hmm. for the actions of the son.
I agree with you, but dad knew that son had mental health problems. The FBI had come out to their home, I think, a year ago. The school had even told dad, we think there's something wrong with your son. And obviously, that's not the way they really said it, but you get my point.
Well, they have concerns.
Right. Yeah, that's fine. And then dad goes out and buys this kid an AR-15 for Christmas.
Here's the other deal. According to the New York Post story, did you see this, Sam, that Marcy, that's the mom, whose rap sheet stretches back nearly two decades, moved in with her three kids to the elderly 81-year-old former Marine's home, but police sent the children back to their father after she was caught with drugs. Her arrest record includes possession, aggravated battery, theft, criminal trespass, and she once threatened to kill her husband, according to the Daily Mail. So the story goes on to say she's been clean for about a year. This was clearly not an environment with a white picket fence, although I am not in the business of making excuses for anything or anyone when something like this happens.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Alex in KCK. Alex, hello.
Hey, good afternoon. I was wondering, do you think that the medical records all the way back to kindergarten should have been an indicator of the behaviors that were potentially going to be devastating, not just to the victims? I'm sorry for all those people. But the thing to me is, you know, we don't really know what his medical diagnoses were. We don't really know what his psychiatric stuff was or what kind
of
medication he was
on. But Alex, the school wouldn't have been privy to that information anyway.
Really? I thought the medical records came with the academic records.
Oh, no. You know, not when it comes to mental health. And, you know, let's say, and here's why, Alex. There could be someone who had a very rough upbringing from kindergarten to 10th grade who did have some of those issues that turns out perfectly fine.
Right. Well, for me, for example, I took Ritalin when I was in elementary school. And that was a long time ago. It was an experimental drug, in fact, at that time. And you just wonder, you know, what kinds of things were going on at home and what kind of things were going on at school that led him to take him to those actions and then say, I'm sorry, Mom, was he intending on dying in this thing? Do you wonder about that?
Well, he probably didn't know. My guess is that if he was going to do what he planned to do, he assumed he was probably going to die. Yeah. Yeah. But you know, if you were on Ritalin when you were younger, I'm assuming the school doesn't know that you're on Ritalin unless you have to take Ritalin during the school day.
Nor would there be any reason. And even if the school nurse is somehow facilitating that in element, that's not something that's going to be shared with everybody else or shouldn't be shared with everyone else.
Do you think the mom has any sort of culpability here?
Her attorney's going to say she was 2 hours away and she picked up the phone and called and said something's wrong.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how far back do you take that culpability? As Dana mentioned, he wasn't brought up in a white picket fence type of lifestyle.
No, he wasn't. I don't blame mom here. I do blame dad.
I would be more apt to blame mom if she knew he was given that gun for Christmas.
That is a very fair point.
However, then you say, wait a minute, what? Over my...
But what are the odds that she knew? I mean, they're divorced. She's got legal problems. He's got legal problems. I'm sure he didn't say, hey, guess what, Marcy? I bought our son a gun, an AR-15 for Christmas.
Well, and if I were her lawyer, I would take the stance of she didn't have any right over those children anyway. How was she supposed to go over there and make sure that he didn't have a gun?
Zach in Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
We're well. Thank you.
Hey, you know, I just think this is something that we all need to look at towards the future. I mean, this is happening more and more, and attacking the guns, I don't think, you know, is going to attack the good citizens of America. You know, criminals are going to get guns regardless, as, you know, just like this kid did. He wasn't supposed to have this gun out of his household without a supervisor.
Well, I would argue he shouldn't have had it in the household either, Zach, at the point that the FBI is knocking on their door. But go ahead.
Well, right. And, you know, it's up to us to implement these changes. You know, bring back school uniforms. You know, no baggy clothing like that. Implement see-through backpacks, just like, you know, workers at FedEx and UPS do. You know, hire armed guards to, you know, we have one police officer, one resource officer per school. When I was in high school in Southern California, we had like 17 security guards there, and there, you know, wasn't a school shooting. So I think it's up to us to implement changes to make it harder for the criminal to get this done, and not, you know, just, oh, this is a regular thing. It's not. It doesn't have to be a regular thing. We can stop this and just make it more difficult all in all.
But Zach, I would only point out, when I was in high school, we didn't have any security guards, and there were no school shootings.
Right. Well, that's also, you know, with these kids, with their mental health these days, these kids are kind of out of control with what's being allowed to happen, you know, with, you know, litter boxes in school and all that.
Well, that's been debunked. That has been completely debunked.
Thank you for the call. The one thing I will agree with is that the clear backpack rule or see-through bags. If I can't go to a concert or to a Chiefs game or to a Royals game with a bag, he's right. You shut the bags down at school. Now, I don't know how you do that if you've got equipment to bring in for band or for swim or that type of thing. But he's right. If we can't go to a Chiefs game without a clear bag policy, it's probably time to look at that in our schools.
So where is, and I never went to school with an SRO, and I don't remember ever walking my kids into school with an SRO present. Where are they during the morning? Are they outside the door? Are they just hanging out in the office?
No, I think they are out and about and very high profile, very visible. The reason, from what I've read, the teachers who lost their lives saved the children.
But how does a 14-year-old kid walk into a high school with a long rifle?
Well, so when I was in high school, we had two SROs. There would be one that met students at the drop-off point, and then one that hung out just inside the main lobby doors.
Okay.
That was the only two SROs we had. There were 9 entrances. 3 of them were on the opposite side of the school, a good, I don't know, eighth of a mile, quarter mile away. I don't know how long the building is. But you could walk into those by the gymnasium.
And we've talked about,
without even being seen by any adults,
egress and ingress issue. And if you're going to shut down 9 entrances and make it 1, you then have to stagger the arrivals of the students.
But at least if you have one entrance with an SRO outside, a kid's not going to walk up with an AR-15.
You would think.
And I'm not, listen, we're going to move on to some other stuff here in just a minute. But, and Zach, God love you, brother, but everything you said, you ignored the elephant in the room. Why are we selling these kinds of weapons in America?
You'll get no argument from me.
And I know I won't. And by the way, the guy in Kentucky who was shooting at cars hit 10 cars over the weekend. They're still looking for him.
Now, wait, they know his identity.
Correct.
But cannot find him.
Correct. He bought an AR-15, which they found at the scene, and 1,000 rounds of ammunition on Saturday. Let's stop ignoring the elephant in the room.
In an election year. Okay.
That's the last thing I'm going to say about it.
When we get back, Andrew Lester, we are not making this a topic, but we need to pass this on. That trial in the shooting of Ralph Jarl has been delayed as a judge has ordered a mental health exam in that case. We have that much more straight ahead. We have a live guest coming up at 3:30, a surprise guest for Scott at 3:30. And then in the 3 o'clock hour, I'm going to ask you guys, do you always have to be nice in an obituary? Because, man, one girl has gone viral for what she said about her late, not very great mother. Wow. Straight ahead.
Straight story here from the Kansas City Star. A Clay County judge has set aside an October trial date for Andrew Lester, the man accused of the high-profile shooting of Ralph Yarrell, on Monday and ordered that Lester receive a mental evaluation. Lester is 85, appeared in a brief hearing in Clay County Circuit Court earlier this morning. The judge canceled his October 7th trial date, set a hearing for October 8th to check in on the status of an exam that will be conducted by the state's Department of Mental Health. The move comes after Stephen Salmon, Lester's attorney, raised concerns about his client's mental health.
Okay. I'm going to comment on that beyond the fact that we need to get this thing to trial. An AirTag has helped a man find his stolen car, and pursue the suspect. How to get shot in 3, 2. From KTNV, a lot of us have Apple AirTags to help track our luggage. One man says he got his money's worth of that $25 AirTag because it helped him track down his stolen car, and it was all caught on the car's video camera. His name is Blake Herman. He lives in Nevada. He woke up one morning and his car was gone. Once I saw it was at somebody's address, he says, I got up and was going to get it back. That's because his black Toyota Camry had a tiny Apple AirTag inside, and it pinged at a home near Nellis Air Force Base across town. Herman called police, which is what police say you should do, but before they arrived, he went there. While I was doing that, I was on the phone, and I let them know, hey, I'm behind the car. We're moving. And they said, do not pursue the stolen vehicle. He jumped in his other car, a Tesla, which has cameras, as you know, and records just about everything.
Why would you do that?
He has video of him following his own car. We got into a little pursuit, maybe a minute, 2 minutes into me being behind him. He turned onto a side street. I was behind him the whole way. He got out, ran into a storm drain, and walked back home. He found knives in the back seat and a portable air conditioner in his trunk.
Okay. Why would you do that?
He should be charged. I don't know what you call that charge. You stop following scary people with knives who took your car when you have another car. Let police do what we pay them to do. That's insane.
You'll get no argument from me. I mean, I'm all for putting an AirTag in your car, but why would you go try to solve the crime yourself? That's not your job. You're going to die.
Yep.
They're going to kill you.
Now, I don't deny that the AirTag is useful in situations like that, also for stalking. But yes, let police know this is where my car is located. Please, will you go get it?
Story here from CNN. Tropical storm Francine started strengthening in the Gulf of Mexico ahead of an expected hurricane strike on Louisiana and parts of the western Gulf Coast by midweek. You need to talk to your mom and dad. Yep. The storm was churning in the record warm western Gulf of Mexico after forming late Monday. Now, see, this storm is weird. I don't know if you guys have seen the forecast. This did not start in the Atlantic. It started west of Cancun and is moving just straight north.
Right. It was initially a Pacific tropical storm and has since jumped Central America.
Yeah, it went over Mexico and then restarted in the Gulf of Mexico and is now headed straight for Louisiana. By the way, they did the... And we're heading to Cancun at the end of this month. The record warm temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico, the water currently is 87 degrees. 87
degrees. That's like hot tub-ish.
Mm-hmm. It is the warmest the water has ever been in the Gulf of Mexico.
All right, coming up, exciting news. After much anticipation, the Lansing Historical Society and Museum is thrilled to announce the official opening of the historic Kansas State Pen for tours. And it starts this Friday. You can tour.
Like the penitentiary?
The Kansas State Penitentiary. And we will talk about it straight ahead, along with this text that just came into my phone that reads, it just pooped in your office.
Oh, my God.
We have a special guest coming up straight ahead on Dana and Parks. Get that thing a diaper.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.